Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
I used to play the Halloween theme song, and it was important that it was Michael Myers because the mask itself was void of emotion. It has nothing to do with camaraderie, it's stone cold killer. And I would listen to that song over and over and over. Wow. That's when you know you better run.
I wasn't in the mood to talk to anybody. You know, I just wasn't in the mood. I didn't want to hear anything. I was in my mode, my focus. I wasn't going to let anybody break that.
But if you are able to get up every morning with that kind of fire, you will be successful in life. I guarantee you that.
Going rounds is a state of mind. If you can go four rounds, you can go six. If you can go six, you can go 10. Go 10, 15, and so on. In a state of mind, it's very difficult to believe that if fighters back then can go 45 rounds, why can't we do it nowadays? It's only state of mind.
And I never played for money. You know, if I ever played for money, I would have complained a long time ago that I was being underpaid. You know, I've accomplished everything that I could.
How did you get your mindset into this alter ego to be comfortable being Black Mamba?
At practice or when I'm training or during games, I switch my mind to something else. I switch my mode into something else. For me, it's the equivalent of Maximus Decimus Meridius and Gladiator picking up the dirt, smelling the dirt. It's go time. So that was my mental switch. It was like an actor getting ready for a film. You got to put yourself in that cage. When you're in that cage, you are that character. And then when you leave there, it's something completely different. But when I'm in that cage, bro, don't fucking touch me. Don't talk to me. Just leave me alone.
I don't know any of my surroundings when I'm locked in. Like, I can't hear anyone. I can't, like, think of anything besides the game.
As long as I feel great, and as long as I can still play at a high level and mentally I'm sharp and I'm there and I'm giving everything to the game and nothing can distract me from what the main objective is. And me and Tom Brady are one and the same. We're going to play until we can't walk no more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
It's tunnel vision. Right now, I'm just so, my mindset is on a whole nother level. Nothing could distract me. Nothing could get me off my game.
You know, basketball for me was the most important thing. So everything I saw, whether it was TV shows, whether it was books I read, people I talked to, everything was done to try to learn how to become a better basketball player. Everything. And so when you have that point of view, then literally the world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
Seeing this guy, he's so freaking determined to say, I came and gave everything I had and I'm gonna give it till the last freaking second. That's what you did.
Trivial things weren't gonna pull my attention. Can I get to that level? I don't know, but let's find out.
Whatever I'm afraid to do, I do it. Anything I'm afraid of, I confront it. And that's my personality. Like right now, I'm scared to death. But as the fight gets closer, the less nervous I become because it's reality. And in reality, I'm invincible.
Before the game, I could be nervous. I'm pretty much nervous at every game. But once the ball goes up for the jump ball,
I think all that nervousness just kind of goes away, and I revert back to things that I've practiced, things that seem to be very routine, and I'm very comfortable in that environment.
How many people wouldn't give up a right arm to try to do something like that?
How many people can do it the way you do it, though?
Depends on how much you practice.
I had a purpose. I wanted to be one of the best basketball players to ever play. And anything else that was outside of that lane, I didn't have time for.
It has to do with the emotional space that you can put yourself in.
It's all about focus. I don't care who you are, where you're from, doesn't matter. It's having a focus and having a purpose. Mm-hmm. Right, you wake up every single day to get better today than you were yesterday. Right, you try to reach your full potential by getting better every single day, and that's the quest.
But in order for me to actually fulfill my commitment and my gifts and fulfill what I think I can become, I have to be able to tap into the process and lock in on that.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If your job is to try to be the best basketball player you can be, mm-hmm. right? To do that, you have to practice, you have to train, right? You want to train as much as you can, as often as you can. So if you get up at 10 in the morning, train at 11, right? 12, say 12, train at 12, train for 2 hours, 12 to 2. You have to let your body recover. So you eat, you recover, whatever. You get back out, you train, start training again at 6. Train from 6 to 8. Right. And now you go home, you shower, you eat dinner, you go to bed, you wake up, you do it again. Right. Those are two sessions. Right. Now imagine you wake up at 3, you train at 4, you go 4 to 6, come home, breakfast, relax, blah, blah, blah. Now you're back at it again, 9 to 11. Right. You relax, and now all of a sudden you're back at it again, 2 to 4. And now you're back at it again, you know, 7 to 9. Look how much more training I have done by simply starting at 4. Right. And so now you do that. And as the years go on, the separation that you have with your competitors and your peers just grows larger and larger and larger and larger and larger. And by year 5 or 6, doesn't matter what kind of work they do in the summer, they're never going to catch up.
My edge was my intensity. My edge was my focus and my commitment. You know, I put everything into the game. I prepared. I dreamt about it. I visualized it. I always prepared myself mentally for whatever is coming. And I felt that that was my edge. I've had friends, you know, they were always telling me, yeah, you were in the gym all the time, all day, every day. You worked at it. This is all you did. We're just talking about love and dedication of being in the gym.
What was really your work ethic like, and for how long did you stay disciplined?
I mean, every day. I mean, since, you know, for 20 years. I mean, it was an everyday process and trying to figure out strengths and weaknesses, right? So I had to rely on skill a lot more. I had to rely on angles a lot more. I had to study the game a lot more.
Phil Jackson gets asked between you and MJ. He said something about you that, to me, the level of respect for that is a whole different level. But he said nobody in his history of coaching had your level of work ethic.
But I enjoyed it though. So like from the time I can't remember when I started watching the game, I studied the game and it just never changed.
The aspirations, the dreams of what it takes, the commitment to hard work. But more importantly, if you want to be great, oh man, prepare to get up off that mat. You're gonna get knocked down over over and over. And even when you feel like, no, I can't be hit this hard, or if you're down there thinking it's no way I can get up from this, that's when you're just starting. That's when your survival skills have to kick in, and hopefully you've trained enough in your mental preparation and really believe enough in yourself to get up.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's your routine? Like, which order do you do things?
We are animals of routines. Yeah. You know, 90% of my days, they are very similar. I wake up, I have my cold plunge, I have my machines, I have my showers and everything. First thing,
First thing in the cold plunge.
First thing, yes. So I take my water, my shower, my cold plunge. I'm coming out to have lights in my eyes. And after that, I take my coffee and when I start my day. Your mental strength is coming from that. From that moment that in a hard moment, you know you should do it. Maybe in the beginning you feel hard to start, but after when you finish the gym or cold plunge or even the training, you will feel better.
Walk me into the prep, into a game, into those moments. Like, what does it take to have your mindset ready when it comes down to it?
Believing in yourself, you know, a lot of hard work and a lot of visualization. And I know that kind of sounds like very, very simple, but, you know, I think Da Vinci said simplicity is the ultimate sophistication, right? I would try to practice those things over and over. Kobe and Jordan were my heroes, and that was one of the things. You know, if you watch basketball, you hear about how clutch people are. And it's not always making the last shot. You know, it's under pressure doing what you're supposed to do and coming out successful. So I put the work into this, like, every day, all day. And then when I'm done with it, guess what I do? I dream about it. I visualize it. I see myself being successful. I see myself hitting those shots with a little time on the clock. And then I'll do it again and say, hey, what if we're down two? Then I'll do it again and say, what if we're down three? You know, it's a never-ending game. And anytime I was successful in those situations, I mean, you know, I would always let people know it's through dedication, through your hard work, and through mental preparation and visualization. If you do those things, if you can see yourself being successful in your mind, then it will appear in the physical reality if you're calm and collected when you get the opportunity. I always work towards it. You know, the NBA was my goal from the jump, every day, all day, but I just didn't do it with words. I went to go seek the information. If I heard Michael Jordan got 1,000 shots up, well, if he's doing it, I wanna be like that one day, I need to get 1,000 shots up. I looked for any morsel of information that would help me in my journey. If I heard about how hard they worked, I wanted to do that same thing, you know, because it just made sense to me. If the pros are doing this, then this is what I am aspiring to do. You have those goals that you want to reach.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At the end of the day, even Alexander, one of his famous quotes is, I have met the enemy, it is I, right? And although that is one element of an enemy, that's great. We need that. Michael had it, Brady had it, Kobe had it. But there's a crazy psychologically, you can call it, you know, psycho competitor that they're constantly in the search of recruiting their next enemy. It's like, you know, life is boring if I don't have my next target. You know, I'm almost, you know, bad for myself if I don't have the next target, the next enemy. And if I choose it the right way, then I'm able to bring out a side of me I've never seen before.
Success is the only revenge. As you expand, they shrink into irrelevance. As you get louder, no one can hear them. You don't beat them, you cast a shadow so big no one can see them to begin with.
And that's what it comes down to, like, what are you willing to sacrifice at the end of the day? You know, people don't understand the level of sacrifice it's going to take. And there's been moments where I realize that I compete because I want to win. I love winning. I love being the best in the world. I've sat many times trying to find the balance of what I want within all this. If I was losing, I wouldn't be competing. I'm here to win.
It is hard. It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach. No matter who you are, there are bumps and hits and bruises along the way. And my advice is to prepare yourself, because success and achievement come from overcoming adversity.
When the rest of the world says no to you, you say yes to yourself. You say yes, I believe. You say yes, I can do it. You say yes, nothing can stop me.
If you want to be a great player, if you play every single day, 2-3 hours, every single day, over the course of a year, how much better are you getting?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Most kids will play maybe, you know, an hour and a half, 2 days a week. It's not going to get it done.
People are champions when they really see themselves with no limits. When they really see themselves great, because when you see yourself there, you are much more willing to do the work. You are much more willing to break barriers that others don't break because they don't really see themselves breaking those barriers. And this young guy, Djokovic, is 19 years old and he plays Roger for the first time in a Grand Slam. He's nobody. When Novak Djokovic started, Rafa and Roger were winning everything. It's impossible to win a Grand Slam with those two guys. You can't beat them. They're just way better than everyone. And he's interviewed before the match and he says, I'm going to beat this guy. And I remember the press went really bad against him. Who does he think he is? But he was seeing him there. He was seeing himself there. He was seeing himself better than them, which maybe people saw that as being cocky, but he was just very confident about his abilities. And he ended up being the best of the three. He beat all the records. He beat them on every level. Because his self-belief was extremely high, his self-esteem, the way he was seeing himself. That's how I know if someone is a champion. And then a lot of people fake it, which is better than not faking it, but it's not as good as really believing it deeply inside. You talk to the young players, they will say, I want to be number one. I mean, they wish, yeah. The ones who really want to, you know, because they're not only saying it, but they're putting on the work. And this is a big difference, because when you really believe you can get there, it's much easier. It's never easy to work hard, but in a way, you are willing to do everything to get there. When you wish it, you do things halfway or you don't do it fully. So that's a big difference.
But when you look at the road to winning, people look at you and they're like, you're a success. But your road has so many more steps. Those steps are infinite. Sometimes you get to see them, sometimes you don't. Sometimes they're there, other times they're wobbly.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee, I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You don't know if that next step is going to be there, but you have enough belief in yourself to say, I know it's there. I'm going to take that step. I may miss the step. I may fall. I may get scraped. That step may go into quicksand, but I know there's another step. I know it. I believe inside me that there's another step that I have to take, that somebody else isn't making me take. Those steps are infinite. Winning is infinite. Those steps are infinite.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.